23-year-old Victoria Compton has been apartment hunting for months. Her landlord sold their house, and she has to find a new place to live soon. The lifelong Sitkin has a steady job with Search, and she's not even looking for her dream home, just a place to call her own.
At this point, a roof over our head that we can afford. Dishwasher would be nice, but we'll take what we can get. It will take us and the dogs. That's all that matters to us.
Compton has two dogs, Mabel and Molly Bear. But finding a dog-friendly apartment in Sitka is particularly challenging.
It's just really hard. Overall, the community is usually like pretty resourceful and helpful, but when it comes to housing, it's definitely you're on your own.
Compton has seen some seasonal or short-term rentals advertised on Facebook, and a few people have reached out to her to offer her temporary housing. But she doesn't see that as an option unless things get really desperate. She's looking for a long-term solution.
There's so many homes that are seasonal, but I know that is something that other people are trying to get the city to look into and see how problematic seasonal rentals can be. And it's not like you want to, you know, attack the people who do seasonal rentals, but highlight how much of a problem it is when it comes to the benefits of the community.
According to city code, a short-term rental is any property rented for 14 consecutive days or less. Anything from a standalone house to a mother-in-law apartment or a single room in someone's home can qualify as a short-term rental in Sitka. They've gained popularity over the last decade as online rental marketplaces like Airbnb and Vrbo have exploded. City policies around them vary. In a few residential areas, they're not allowed at all. In others, homeowners must seek planning commission approval. Just like hotels, they're required to pay bed taxes to the city. And in commercial districts, they don't need a permit, which means the city has no good way of tracking exactly how many there are. Sitka has tried to curb the short-term rental market before. In 2005, 3 years before Airbnb was founded, the Sitka Assembly issued a moratorium on new short-term rental permits in an effort to protect the availability of affordable housing in Sitka. It was lifted in 2007, and in the last 3 years, the number of known active short-term rentals has more than doubled from 22 in 2017 to 53 in 2020.
Obviously, down south, we hear about these, you know, yeah, somebody rented a house on Airbnb and, you know, 700 kids came and had a party. And they've made movies about it, you know, and the house ends up in flames. We don't see that too often up here.
Tim Riley owns several short-term and long-term rentals in Sitka. The biggest pro? The return is greater on a short-term rental. And despite the narrative about wild Airbnb parties, Riley says short-term rentals see less wear and tear. On the other hand, with a long-term rental, the landlord doesn't have to worry about fluctuations in the tourism economy. Sitka's rainforest environment is rough on housing, too, and property is expensive to maintain.
I don't want to put in gold-plated toilets, but at the same time, if I'm going to go to all the trouble to rehab one of my units and pour that kind of money into them, I need to charge more rent. And sometimes the rent that I need to charge is more than people are willing to pay on a long-term basis, but I can get it on a short-term basis.
Riley also says he has such high turnover in an apartment building he co-owns that they're considering converting a couple of units into short-term rentals. And that checks out with recent trends. While short-term rentals have doubled in Sitka, it's not clear how much that increase has affected the long-term rental market. In fact, in the last year, more long-term rentals have gone vacant. According to a report issued in March by the Department of Labor, the amount of vacant rentals in Sitka has increased to around 14%, the second highest rental vacancy rate in the state. But more vacancy doesn't equal more accessibility. When the average wage was factored in, rent in Sitka was considered the least affordable of any community included in the report. Other cities that have experienced a surge in short-term rentals have developed stronger regulations in response. Some cities limit the amount of permits per host, and others require that a short-term rental must be the host's primary residence. At a recent Sitka Planning Commission meeting, around a dozen residents called for the commission to follow suit. While the Planning Commission didn't take any action that night, Victoria Compton hopes the city will make some changes to its policies to keep renters from being pushed out. Just like the many visitors who rent Airbnbs to experience the mountains, ocean, and fresh air, she loves everything about living in Sitka.
I still have close family friends who I consider family that are here, and a lot of people I know are here, and my grandparents are buried here, and everything's just here.
And soon, she hopes to find a home here, too. Reporting in Sitka, with help from Aaron McKinstry, I'm Catherine Rose.